Alrighty.
You know what I didn't like from that N-word song? If you looked at what it was, the audio was used for on Instagram. God, like the what people were just like, oh, I'm gonna remix this, and just
it's
like
so bad
pictures of George Floyd, something being stolen, and then I was like, God.
So just to be clear, this is going to be the cold open for this episode. We're just going to talk about the N-word song with no context of what it is.
This is the first extra ammo of 2024.
Okay, there's welcome. So much racism, bro.
Yeah,
like you just get tired sometimes. You know when a warrior comes back from battle, and they just take their armor off and they just throw it to the floor, and they're just drained. That is me going through Instagram sometimes.
Yeah,
because it's just so. Everything is a girl with a big ass or extreme racism.
Yeah, that's
dichotomy. Where we're at. That is right. That is absolutely right.
And I'm like, I enjoy both of these things, but like also, goddamn.
So welcome to the first episode of Django's Rechained for 2024. We're back with a brand new
Django's sequel.
Damn,
where he comes back
him.
And he makes himself a slave. No, he Django's makes himself rechained. A slave.
What was
He's
that
like,
even
I don't
mean?
Want to be out there.
What is that even?
He had a rough time in the north, and it was just like,
This is too much for me. It's like being from a small town and then visiting like a metropolitan, like a city, a metropolis, and you're like, the fuck's this? I'm going back.
It's like living in Kansas and going to New York City and then getting actual medicine instead of eating sand and wheat or whatever that is whatever the fuck they do in Idaho or whatever.
Like, I don't really want.
He was like,
this
I miss my sand. Damn,
I miss my what is it? Oh my God, what are those things called in westerns that I miss the tumbleweeds.
I miss tumbleweeds.
He rechains himself. himself up.
You know, like, did you guys know that apparently tumbleweeds like aren't real?
Yeah, they are.
What are you talking about? I've seen
like
them.
They aren't like native to the United States.
They've tumbled into here.
They tumbled into here.
They're a Russian. They're apparently like a Russian plant or something that we like start like because they're in Russia primarily, and then they like got here somehow, and then they weirdly became associated with Westerns. I don't even think they were here at the same time during like the Western period of time.
Are you telling me that they tumbled all the way from Alaska, possibly? Because years and years ago, no, this is real. Because people
were imported.
People wonder how Native Americans, like, where, how did they get there? How did they get on this continent when everybody started right in Africa, and then everything started to migrate and stuff? Well, they came from the steppes and through Russia, and Alaska and Russia are connected, but it didn't used to be buried underwater because it's only
the land bridge.
Yeah, right. So they came through that way. So them motherfucking tumbleweeds came with them.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. The tumbleweeds are a great species, and they had migration patterns that were obviously trackable. That was, look, man, it already bothers me that plants are technically alive, and the smell of like cut grass is them screaming for help.
What do you mean?
That already bothers me.
They're just
me.
Alive.
Gotta whoop their asses.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean. They're technically alive.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
They're alive.
No, you don't understand. They are alive. In the same way that like a cell is technically alive, it's alive.
Not technically,
objectively,
it's alive. What do you mean technically?
Kingston, you're not understanding what I'm saying. I understand that they're alive, but it's so technical from our perspective of what alive is.
No, it's just alive. It's creating energy.
Let me ask you something. Would you torture something that's alive?
Not intentionally. No.
Would you have an issue torturing something that's alive?
Usually, yes.
Usually, yes.
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Usually, yes.
I would say usually, yes.
What is that?
No. The answer is yes because we understand what we're talking about when we're talking about alive.
Well, yeah. Like, you don't torture things that have like a full range of feeling usually, which most cells don't exactly have. They don't have fucking nervous systems. They can't yelp out in pain. They don't have faces for us to look at while we're cutting them open or doing tests on them.
Right.
You know, but like we fucking cut down trees. We cut down trees for fire. Like we torture things all the time. That's like part of humans. All humans do is torture the place they're at.
Awesome.
That's what people do.
I would consider, in my head, I almost kind of consider alive and a living organism to be separate things. Like, those are separate delineations.
I think that's sort of arbitrary, but at the same time, it kind of makes sense because...
I wouldn't say it's arbitrary at all.
There is a difference, but
I think
like,
it's the reverse of arbitrary, actually.
It's like if a person, if a cell's alive, it's alive. I'm not going to take my time and be like, yeah, it's alive, but I'm like, it's just alive. Like,
why? Whatever, why not? Like, I don't understand.
Because me caring about it being a cell alive or me caring about it being alive like I am does not change my existence at all.
It changes. I mean, it would change how you feel about that object if it was alive in the way that you are.
I mean, yeah, but it's not. So why am I taking
time
worrying about that?
If a tree could be a pedophile, that's like a massive, that's a massive fucking wrench in the gears of what alive means.
That'd be hilarious.
I mean, it's, but it's not, you know?
Right. So it's a living organism, but it's not alive. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. This is all dumb. This is all stupid.
Anyone that heard that a conversation is probably like,
there's
yo,
people
these
that
are
freaking out right now. I already know there's people that are going to freak out in the comment section. That's like, I'm staying out of it. It's good. It's good.
Maybe
man.
In the comments, there's somebody in the comments. I'm like, actually,
yeah,
Negroid and Latino.
If you have ever been naked around a young plant, that's I got so bad news for you. That I got bad so news for you if that plant is alive. That I got is real so bad news. Stupid. You're about to be on a registry real fucking soon. So
if you've ever used the bathroom and have a dog, guess what?
Dude, you pissed on baby plants. You're a sick
and have
fuck.
A dog.
You're a sick you let fuck.
You let the dog you let your animals in the bathroom with you?
No, absolutely not.
Right, yeah.
Absolutely not. That's some fucking girl shit.
That is there's some people that just, man, they just, you know, I'll even take it a step further, and the people that put human clothes on their pets, where I'm just like, just get a fucking baby, dude. Just get
depends
a fucking
on the
baby.
For me, that.
Stop yeah. being an asshole. No, the only thing I feel like that's appropriate for, like, a dog or something that you take out on the streets is to get it shoes for when it gets hot. Or, like, don't fucking make its paws uncomfortable because motherfuckers think that dogs just have shoes or something. They think that, like, oh, their paws are impervious to, like, heat, and that drives me insane. But other than that, like, when I see motherfuckers putting on, like, fucking shirts and sweaters and all this shit, and I'm like, you're humanizing something. Like, just get a go have a baby. That's what you want. That's what you actually want. Because you're trying to make this thing a fucking human.
I don't know. Sometimes clothes on dogs have a comedic value to me.
Yeah, like there's some context. Like I'm not.
There's
like,
something
just,
hilarious about like a dog in a sweater vest.
Right, but if like just if are you doing it for what the amusement of just yourself, or is there like say are you taking pictures because photos like say there's a Christmas photos are back if you hadn't noticed. On Instagram and stuff like that, if you go, people that never take Christmas photos, that my feed was just full of them, of people, I'm like, oh, it's weird. Literally, your entire life I've known you, you've never taken Christmas photos, and all of a sudden, you know, they join the trend. I'm not trying to be a hipster right now, but I'm just saying that I saw a lot of animals with Christmas shit on.
Yeah, Christmas sweaters.
I'm fine with that, because they're doing a theme. I get that. It's when I'm fucking... Right. Motherfuckers are coming over. I'm going to their house, and their dog is all, you know, dyed fucking hair and has like shit on. I'm like, what are you?
That's
what,
a little excessive.
Dyed hair is too much. That's insane.
I think it's all
like that's a level of just that's almost abusive to me. Because there's no way that shit's okay for them.
I just feel like you have to train them to get because like they're not comfortable wearing that shit. You got to train them to be comfortable wearing that shit because their first natural instinct is to shake the shoes off, to fucking shake them. I'm like, it's just I don't like it.
I'm gonna get a dog soon, and I'm gonna name it Jeffrey Epstein.
That's awesome. I mean, I'm actually okay with that. I'm gonna call it. Awesome. I'm gonna call it Epi. You know,
Epi. Come here, Epi.
Yeah. You do what you want with your dog.
Hey, yeah, people.
You wouldn't name your dog Jeffrey Epstein?
I would never curse my animal with that kind of name. Why?
You don't think that'd be such a good... I feel like that'd be so
amazing.
That
is such a waste of a beast.
Come here,
Epi. That is such a waste of an ally.
You don't have to call it Jeffrey Epstein the whole time. You just call it Jeffrey.
You call it Jeffrey. I'm going to call it Epi for sure, though. I like it.
Naming a dog a human name in general is so fucking stupid to me.
I don't
dogs aren't
that.
Humans. Dogs are dogs, you know. I respect dogs a lot. I have a ton of respect for them. I respect them more than I respect every animal and most women. But still, like, you gotta, like, understand it's an like animal.
Most dog names are still human names, though. We just
who the fuck is named Spot?
There's people probably named Spot before
they were, and they were called, yes.
So you have to think about,
yeah, and they were worn out because all the dogs killed them. Like,
you have to think of
names.
It from the perspective of not being an American, where a lot of names in a lot of other cultures are just things. Like, they'll just be like, their name is just an object, but it sounds foreign to us because it, you know, it's a trans, it's not the, it's like people being named town or something. Like, over here, it's like, that's not stupid. But then you go to, like, yeah, a different country, and that's their name. It's just in their language. It's just...
I mean, my name is... The half of my name is technically town.
That is very true.
Half of my name is technically town. I don't like thinking about it very much, but it is literally town.
The only... I'm fine with human names to a degree, but, like, there are some that I think cross the line too much.
If you name your dog Jezebel, you're a fucking idiot.
Like, I think, like a Henry, like, Henry to me is, like, that's a borderline an animal name, right? But then you have, like, something like Paul. Like, Paul is not an animal. Like, my cousin had a cat named Paul, and I couldn't take it seriously ever.
It's lame.
Like, that's a guy.
I'll give you that. It
that's
is
a,
lame.
That's a cousin, dude. That's not a cat at all. What the fuck?
I will say, on the same spectrum, though, on the opposite spectrum, I was so disappointed with my mom, where we got a black cat in 2004, and it was like, hey, let's name it something cool. I came up with the name Confetti. I thought that was a badass name. I was like, yo.
Oh, like Confederate?
Yeah,
that's what he thought. Not confetti like the fucking paper.
Confederate.
Or the cookies.
And I'm like, hey, boy. Hey, we going to work you? No. But my mom was like, I don't know about that. And then she just came up with, I like Panther. And I was like, oh, that's so super clever. A black cat named Panther. And that was the name. I never called it Panther, ever.
And then you punched your mom into a coma.
I gave her a Simpu Shoryuken.
Crazy. Dude. All three hits, bro. The first one to wake her up, the second one to let her know that you're serious, and the third uppercut to kill her. That's insane. All three hits,
and
bro.
All three, bam, bam.
Yeah, my parents kind of like, the last dog that we had as a family, like the one that I have now, or my parents have now, they got that dog for me. And specifically, they were like, this is your dog. And then they named it. And I remember being like, you can't do that. That's yours. It's your dog.
You overstepped the boundary.
Yeah. You overstepped. And now this is your animal. Sorry.
Have fun. I'm leaving. Now I'm moving away.
Yeah, that was the reason.
That's the reason why I left. I was so mad that I couldn't.
Fucking moving. Thanks a lot.
Because I really wanted. That's awesome. I don't know. When I was at that age specifically, it's like less of a desire now. But at that age specifically, I was like, man, I really want an animal just so I can name it Crash. I like that name for like a dog or like any animal. And then they brought it home and they were like, this is Ziva. We named her after the Israeli soldier from NCIS. And I'm like, why? Why'd you do that? It's like, she's a good character. And it's like, yeah, why'd you do that?
Yeah,
I was so mad.
This is yours.
It's a good name, to be fair, for a dog. Like, Ziva is a pretty, like, that's one of those names where it's like, that's technically a character name, but it's also like, that sounds like a dog enough name. You know, it's not familiar enough for me to be like, oh, that's Christine. You know? Yeah. Anyway, we're getting off topic. Welcome.
My dog's name was Rocky, so I can't talk. Her name was Rocky, and her full name was Raquel, so I can't talk.
Raquel.
Oh, like Raquel Welch. Yeah.
I guess. That's like the female version of Rocky.
Raquel Bullwinkle. Yeah, I get it.
Bullwinkle.
I get it.
God fucking damn it. Welcome to another episode of Extra Ammo. We got this question on a main episode, and I saw it and I immediately thought, like, this is such a good question that it deserves its own entire episode. Where somebody, I can't remember your name, sorry, this is several episodes ago at the time of this recording. This was, in fact, an entire year ago, technically speaking. So whoever you are, I'm sorry. But we're gonna get your question answered really in depth. And the question was, if we had a theme park, how would we theme it? Like, what would be the rise? What would be the mascots? What would be the general vibe? Like, how would we design this? Like, what would the what foods would be there? Like, how would we design the Snark Tank theme park? And I loved this idea immediately. The first thing that got me going was the mascots, because there's so many. I feel like there's so many to choose from. But
yeah,
that's what we're going to be focusing on today. We're going to be building out this theme park. And then hopefully if the right person hears this, we'll get some good funding for it. We get 2 acres of land out in the middle of one of those states that we disparaged earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. And then maybe
one
open
of those
it up.
States.
Yeah. One of the Idaho, Ohio, whatever.
I don't remember which one. I don't know. Oklahoma, I think it was that.
It's just where a bunch of sand is. It's just a bunch of sand and a bunch of,
desolation, yeah.
A bunch of people on Trank and that's it. Anyway, we're gonna flesh this out. Where should we start?
Well, we start with the name.
With this.
We start with the name.
Start
with the name and the location, obviously.
Okay, so where are we gonna put this place?
Florida.
So I feel like
Florida's probably not a bad place.
It's depends on backwoods Florida. I mean, what yes. part of
we'll
Florida?
We'll put it in the parking lot of Disney, so they can't avoid it. They have to walk through our place to get to Disney.
They have to walk.
I want the fear of alligators to be very present in our park.
All right. Yeah, well,
I want alligators dangling on strings.
Okay.
So. All right, so Florida's not bad. Do you have any other suggestions, Derek? Where we can place this?
I think
Chernobyl, perhaps.
We can get no one to come. I like that. Yeah.
People will come. People go to Chernobyl already. People will come.
I like the idea of it being Chernobyl because people are extra afraid to go to Ukraine. They're extra afraid, so now it's like, hey, not only you got to go to Ukraine, you got to go to Chernobyl. I like that. We got to have two locations. So we're going to have two locations. So we're going to have because our shit's going to go worldwide like Disney. So one will be literally right in front of Disney World in Orlando.
That's crazy.
We'll figure it out some way. We'll talk to Ron DeSantis or whatever. Like, we'll do some gay shit with him. I'm sure he's actually gay. And then he'll hook us up.
Threaten Ron DeSantis. We just threaten him really seriously.
You just shake him violently because you're like, he's like tiny. You know, he wears like those heels to appear taller. You just shake him until he gives it to you.
I love the idea of going to find Ron DeSantis and me picking him up with one hand, daughters, grabbing his whole torso with one hand and just grabbing it and lifting him up and being like, we're going to be here or else I'm going to eat you.
You know what?
He's like, okay.
You know what? I actually think he would be willing to fund, he would be willing to approve us to do that because his whole, he was all about helping out Disney, but then Disney released the statements that, Ron DeSantis is going too far with all of his, you know, anti-trans stuff and he's terrorizing marginalized communities, blah, blah, blah. So he hates them now. So now he's trying to do anti-Disney shit. So he would love to help us out. Like, you guys are going to try to fight the power, I guess? Let's go. So we got our funding. We're going to do it. So Orlando, and then we'll build our second location, Chernobyl. Once this one takes off.
Okay. All right. So now that we got all locations.
Yeah.
What's the name of this place?
Official name.
Yeah.
So it could be, Snarky World, Snarkland.
Swing Silly Adventures. It's just a very racist steamboat.
That's
got to
be a section
of me.
That'll be a section of the park.
Nah, it's just named after me.
That
the whole place for some reason is just named after me.
It's just Kingston Jameson.
Kingston Jameson's funhouse.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, Tankland or something. Tankland. The name's almost not really that important.
I think it's very important. It sets the tone for what
names are in fact super important for.
Yeah, they're important, but like I feel like it's almost like maybe the last thing that we should figure out.
Tankyland.
We should name it Mastodon or just name it
Mastodon. we'll figure it out.
Name it and play their music there and refuse to give them any money.
we could name it Keith David World.
Keith? No, that's. No. What are we doing for our brand recognition?
There's no Snark Tank branding at all.
I never once in my life said I could name it that Keith gave it to us.
What the hell is this?
I've been there a few times and it's terrible.
What the hell?
What the hell is this?
Commander Shepard. Fucking imagine Keith David becoming aware that there's an entire theme park based off of him?
No, I'm not based off of just named after him. It's just named after him. There's nothing involving him there.
Yeah, though. But as far as he knows, based on the signage, if it's just his face and Keith David Land, nothing in there is related to him at all, all he's going to see is the fucking the entrance.
Look, you're going to hell.
I have an idea. So
why do I have a theme park in Chernobyl? What the fuck?
Okay, I got an idea. So we can do it. All we got to do is just it's got to be presented by Snark Tanks. So it's like in very small print on top of Keith David.
Really
like
small.
Snark Tanks. Keith David Land.
Yes, Snark Tanks, Keith crazy. David World. Exactly. Like Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell.
It's yeah, perfect. Exactly.
Yeah, we're gonna be the Tom Clancy of stealing people's likenesses for theme parks.
That's Snark so good. Tanks, Keith David right. World.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. That's a great train of thought to continue down. But so we'll keep that there. We got to figure out our mascots. Obviously, Keith David's going to be there.
Keith
a
David
big,
mascots.
Like, yeah, it's
like
going to be a guy.
Godzilla, dude, Keith David, like big. You
it's
know,
a lot
so
of.
So have you guys been to the? Have you guys been to the Disney? Not Disney. What's it called? The Toys R Us in Manhattan.
No,
you probably have never been there, Derek. No. But Chris has probably been there at least once with a giant Ferris wheel and a dinosaur.
Oh
there's
yeah,
there's a
yeah.
Keith David that size, and he comes in and he says, "Commander Allen."
Private Allen, Ramirez,
Private Allen, Shepard.
Yeah, he just.
We
he
definitely
just
have to have a guy.
Screams his lines at you.
we definitely have to have a guy in like a big Keith David costume with like a big plastic head.
Yeah,
walking around, handing out flyers or whatever.
We'll do more copyright infringement by having the roles he's played. You know, like we absolutely don't own like Captain Anderson. We don't own Spawn. We don't own Goliath. Just this fucking.
There needs to be a moment. Like places have shows, like when these have shows and stuff like that. There needs to be a moment where Keith David fights and beats King Ghidorah in a fight. There needs to be one moment of that where Keith David, it's like a little show where Keith David calls in from space and saves the day from Mecha Ghidorah that's about to destroy the place.
Yeah,
we're like, yay, thanks, Keith David.
and there's no production value at all.
Yeah,
it looks horrible. there's splicing moments of it looking way better than it should, like the fire or like the
they don't even give the guy playing because the Keith David mascot, we're gonna go all out on that expense wise. Like that's gonna be like he can have his other characters in there, but like there should almost be a section dedicated to Keith David. I think in this place, obviously, I think it just needs to be, but we need to have like one Keith David roaming the park. That gives the other mascots room to breathe a little bit.
Right.
So, like, while the Keith David section is there, but like during the Keith David show where Keith David fights Mecha Ghidorah, he doesn't have a costume. It's just a black guy with a name tag that says Keith David.
Look,
and he doesn't even have to look even remotely like.
I think it'd be funnier if it was a guy that was like initially a white man, but we got him so many surgeries, he looks almost like Keith
that's
David.
Too expensive. We're not doing that.
You gotta spend money to make money, man.
We'll worry about that. Well, we got an issue right off the bat making money because one of our parks is in Chernobyl, the other one is in the parking lot at Disney. So we're running in the red permanently, I think, on this. But we're doing it for the passion and the love that we have for theme parks. And so we got our Keith David mascot. What other mascots are we going to have roaming the center to kind of like take pictures with? We have to have our Mickey Mouse.
Head Joel for sure.
Joel Miller with like a golf club in his head.
Yeah.
Sticking out.
Yeah. I mean, then you know who's next after that.
Yeah, absolutely. Shot Uncle Ben. Yeah.
Shot Uncle Ben who bleeds on everybody.
Just so much blood on his chest.
Yeah.
He bleeds on you. He's like,
he's projecting blood.
He's bleeding like he trails blood throughout the park,
like and so
so people can find him. They're like, ooh, we can follow this trail and it'll lead to Shot Uncle Ben. And we can take a picture.
He can say he's one of the few mascots that can actually talk. He can just say Peter, and when he says Peter, it squirts a little bit of blood.
Like, Peter. And then he's got Peter. Really wet eyes.
That is terrible. Oh my god, Peter.
Yes, dude.
Yeah. And then there's obviously Penis Man and Lord Sex Man. Mm-hmm. We got to figure out how these guys.
I have design for Penis Man. I've had a design perfectly for him. So it's pretty much a guy in a white t-shirt and shorts, but his dick is under his it's a huge dick that's the size of his whole torso.
Under his shirt.
And it's under his shirt, and he rests his chin on the head of his dick.
Yeah, yeah, I saw some manga like that. Yeah,
I've seen a manga like that too, where a guy is circulating around his fucking hard ass cock that's just up through his shirt and stuff like that, and he's really in good shape, but he's just he's mostly penis. That's like Penis Man.
That's great.
And then Lord Sex. I feel like Lord Sex wears gowns. He wears flowing clothes.
Lord Sex Man looks like a Victorian era of Nero or something. Like, he just looks
this
like
a lot of flowing glow. He's always in like a post-sex gown with wine in his hand.
Yeah, like he's so he's like remember Alucard from the series from the like I want him to look so like ridiculously pretty. Like he's just like, what the hell, man? I have to have sex with this guy. What's going on here?
He walks up to people and he just touches their face and is like, yeah, I'm going to go have sex with Lord Sex. I'm going to go.
Yeah, he like caresses you a little bit. He's always swishing around a glass of wine that he never seems to drink.
Yeah, he never.
It's good.
He's smelling.
Hell yeah.
So, dude, he's doing a nice caress.
All right, so we got a fair bit of mascots. What are we serving? Like, what's the food staple here?
Oh, pizza time.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Pizza time at like a pizza place.
So like it's like pizza port. Because there's a pizza port in
every hour.
Disneyland.
He flies around a pizza shop and throws molten hot cheese on somebody.
Yeah. You sign a waiver that you're willing to possibly get scolded by cheese.
Yeah. Do you guys know what cosmic bowling is?
Yeah.
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 It's like that type of thing but it's at the restaurant where it's like comes a point like throughout the day like there's above every seat and above every table there is almost like not a conveyor belt necessarily but like almost like a conveyor line like a zip line of buckets full of molten cheese and they're always circulating they're coming around.
Let me finish.
Wait, okay. You're gonna like it.
Okay.
It'll go around, and then eventually, beep, 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 beep. One will randomly fall or randomly tip over onto some table and scald that table. And then those people are eligible for a – they get entered into like a raffle or something. It's not even like a good prize.
A raffle for
I like that idea,
slice.
But I like the idea of it, pizza time being on that thing.
No,
and it's
just
flying through – and then all of a sudden he's like, cheese. And he just
I'm trying to think about it is like, how do we make this realistically budgeted in some way? Like, how do we, you know how you go to theme parks and you're like, okay, this is magical, but like that's clearly a fucking, you know. That's clearly a fucking robot. Or that's clearly a guy in a costume. Or this is clearly like you can't have magic spells, so you have like a little infrared thing on the wand, and it's a remote control. Like these little caveats or these tiny admissions of like, well, we can't afford this ridiculous thing, so let's just fill in the gaps with this cheap bullshit. I'm trying to have that energy throughout the park, and like I would love to have pizza time fly around the restaurant. But the reality is, it's like, we can't do that. But what we can do is have buckets of molten cheese on a zip line.
Okay. So what we'll do is we just have a cheap pizza time mascot that just chills in there. And he just pushes you and stuff. He's just there to harass you, essentially.
Yeah.
So while you're eating,
he just pushes you. We'll have a guy dressed as pizza time kind of roaming the dining hall. Just sort of... just pushing people in the back, and then walking away, and or slapping the food out of their mouths,
exactly.
or like just spitting at people's food, like. But it's like It's really unpredictable.
Like, he'll slap babies. You gotta watch out. He'll walk up to your baby and slap the fuck out of your kid. Yeah,
you
gotta make
sure if he comes close to you, you gotta hide your baby. Remember, you signed the waiver.
You gotta grab your kid and he'll be like,
He'll carry around hot strips of wax and wax your baby's head clean.
Wax your baby's eyebrows off. That's crazy.
So he'll do that.
He's good at it. He somehow gets the motion of like putting it on your head and smoothing it out immediately, like fast. You're like, no. What I gotta do is you gotta pull it off your baby. Go ahead.
No, he doesn't say anything. He doesn't address the people at all. What he has is he has a voice box. He has like one of those like you know how like sometimes you open up like one of those cards.
Yeah.
And it has like the sound in it. He has like something like that, but it's just pizza time quotes from like the show.
Yeah.
That we've given him. it's not even his voice, but it's like it's just this like really low quality like microphone speaker thing.
So clipped audio clipped from ours. And some of the clips are like where our laughter is actually drowned into it. It's that shitty.
It's literally just edited to the podcast and it's really low quality. And the audio is clipping.
Audio
itself is clipping.
That's awesome.
And it's super unpredictable. And it's almost like you know that restaurant that people it's famous for people like people go to it almost to be, like specifically to be treated bad.
Oh yeah, Dick's. Dick's.
Exactly. It's like that, but it's really unpredictable. Sometimes pizza time can strike 5 times in 10 minutes. Sometimes you'll go an hour without even seeing him.
Yeah, you might sometimes, get lucky.
you might get lucky. You might like the whole point almost is to like maybe we'll be able to finish this meal.
Yeah,
without being harassed by pizza time. Bugs the fuck
out. Yeah. Pizza time has a fucking conniption and kills someone here.
He's running around being an absolute man. He's like fingering his ass and then like dipping it into your water and like just leaving.
Jesus like, Christ.
He's an absolute menace.
He's like going against you in arm wrestling matches, but then he wins and he steps on your fucking arm and tries to pull it out the socket. Like shit like that. He's just a complete arsonist of a person.
Yeah. And then once like, a day,
what the fuck, dude?
Once a day, he picks somebody to really roughhouse. Like really just throw it, like push out of a chair, kick, break chair on top of. And if we're being realistic about it, we might have just like a guy. Like realistically speaking, it might be just a guy that works for the place, you know, almost like a spontaneous show. You know how like when they call on audience members in certain concerts when it's clearly a plant,
it's staged.
You know, it's like and there's this big orchestrated, like a choreographed fight in the middle of dinner or whatever the fuck. It'd be cool.
I still need people to get hurt somehow though. Like when they're like throwing chairs,
they'll get hurt.
Hit in the ricochets or something.
You sign a waiver when you walk into this place.
Yeah, exactly.
As soon as you walk in, you sign a waiver.
Yeah, you sign
a waiver when you walk into the theme park, but you sign another waiver when you walk into there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Double waiver, man.
Yeah, this is Dick's fucking like times 10, and I like it because you can also still get scolded by cheese too. So it's good.
Yeah. At any point, the buckets can tip over too.
It's a good mix.
And if someone's a real menace, they can just tip the buckets themselves. They're not really that high up. They're like 9 feet, maybe 8 feet. Like if you have like a cane, you could tip it.
That's insane.
That's too much chaos, man. That's a little too much.
Chaos. All right. We'll put it up to 15 feet. We'll have it really high.
Everyone would just be tipping it. It would just be cheese everywhere.
And we will not pay our janitors fairly. The place will be filthy. Like that cheese is not getting 100% cleaned. It's rough in there.
We have one janitor for the entire park.
We have one janitor.
He'll get to it eventually.
The fucking guy from control.
He is overworked. He is at the point where there's moments where he's not sweating anymore. That's how tired he is. He's not sweating anymore.
And so what are the rides? This is where we got to. This is where the bread and butter is, right? We have to figure out the rides. What are the rides? I'm immediately thinking. Our extra ammos work perfectly for this in some way, where it's like, okay, we have our like, you know how there's a Jurassic Park ride at Universal based on the movie.
We'll have
a mask ride based on our mask.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that one.
That's crazy. What else?
Why not?
Yeah.
Should we have
VR experience of bashing Joel's head in?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a great idea. A VR experience where you get to bash Joel's head in yourself.
So just an Abby simulator.
Mm-hmm. There's one of those physical gun games where you have to like shoot the water balloons or whatever, but it's just real bullets into Uncle Ben. you can shoot Uncle Ben as many times as you want, and every time he gets hit, he goes Peter.
A real Glock 9 with bullets, and like here you go.
Yeah, it's a real gun, and it's not tethered or anything.
It's not. See, that was, I was gonna at least give the stipulation that it's tethered at least.
No, it's not tethered at all.
So you can't just put it in your pocket and leave.
You can. All right, that's why it's baskets full of guns.
Come on, man. Let's reel it in a little bit.
All right. We'll reel it in. We'll have it tethered. It's tethered, but you can get it out.
You can get it out.
Not only is it tethered, it's attached to like a metal fucking stick, so you can't move it or whatever. Just to give the realism.
But otter system with guns.
I don't want it to be tethered. I want it to be free, dude.
Who the fuck would leave the? They would all take them. They'd be gone the first day.
That's why you buy so many guns. You buy so many guns. So many.
Entire budget is just guns. Yeah, so it's tethered because that is crazy.
So we'll have a gun game with Uncle Ben. We have a VR bashing Joel experience. Or even like maybe like a whack-a-mole Joel experience.
I like that a lot. You get the golf club.
And Joel pops up. You have a golf club. You have to hit
every
him.
Every time Joel moves, you hit him again.
Yeah. And he pops up, and then every time you hit him, he goes. You hear like really blood curdling.
I want to make it worse though. I want to make the likeness Pedro Pascal.
Yeah, it's Pedro Pascal. No.
There's two positions, right? You can play the people that hold Ellie back and make her watch, and then just you, the VR, fighting to make Ellie watch him get his head bashed.
Or you can play as
the person that's bashing Joel's head in.
I actually don't like the VR anymore now that we have the whack-a-mole. I think the whack-a-mole works better in a theme park kind of. Because I hate VR. At public VR is gross, honestly.
It's all bad.
Okay, so we got the whack-a-mole. Joel, we got shooting. Who should we? There should be like a dunk tank. You know what I mean? Like where like you throw like a ball at like a target and somebody gets dunked. Who should get dunked?
Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, he is not. I don't think he's doing anything anymore, right?
Yeah, he's not.
He gets dumped in burning hot soy sauce.
He's not working.
Who the fuck should get dunked? I want somebody underwater.
Soy sauce. Huh?
I want somebody underwater. I want somebody in a dunk tank for some reason.
You can have the dunk tank of that sub. It'll be the sub that exploded on itself, and that'd be the thing you dunk. You'd throw a ball and hit that, and then it would dunk.
The submersible. That would be fun. That could be a ride though.
They have a fucking submarine ride. You're only submerged like 5 feet or something. But yeah, you go underwater just a teeny bit. It's not like, because even if something happened, you can just swim out. It's not like, hey, you're going down where you're gonna fucking drown. But that'd be
we have one submersible ride.
We have a submersible ride where it simulates what would happen.
it's like one of those like kind of like lame, like you go down and then it gets darker and darker. You're not actually getting lower, but it gets darker and darker, and then like a screen comes up and says, "At this point, you would have exploded," and this is what it. And this is what it would look like, and it's just like it's an animation that we would make ourselves. It's like this really poorly done, like people becoming jelly.
Dude, that shit is still funny as fuck to me, dude.
What?
That was the most mean time in human history. Everybody was like, "Fuck those guys, they deserve it." Everybody was like,
"That was
fuck
funny,
them,
yeah."
Man.
No, totally fuck them except for the 17-year-old or something. I think it was 17.
Yeah, the kid.
Other than that, that's like, fuck everybody else.
So that's not a bad one.
That's his fault.
Submersible. I like the idea of having something like...
No, wait, hold on.
King Da Cunt or something.
What the hell's that?
But it doesn't... You know King Da Ka? The tallest roller coaster in the world?
No, I didn't know about that.
Or it was. I don't know if it is anymore.
I get it. So just a really...
We'll have one, but it doesn't go... It's just a flat circle.
You just sit there the whole time. That's it.
It's just one flat circle, one lap around.
Dude,
It takes 10 minutes to wait in line for it. It takes 10 seconds to finish.
That is literally what I did in Roller Coaster Tycoon. You'd hype up a ride so everybody like trying to get to it, and it's just a loop. But the funny thing is, the people actually enjoyed the fuck out of it. When I made it, they were like, great reviews. Because they wouldn't do the crazy shit. If you made a crazy roller coaster, their eyes would bug out and then they would walk away and you're like, what the fuck, get on the fucking roller coaster? I love that game. That game was so fucking fun.
I love that game. I would make every ride have an abrupt ending. People would die.
It would always, yeah. Mine would be where mine would be when it's ticking up, you know, to go, and then instead of they would fall off one by one. So the person at the very end would have like the longest time to think about how they're about to die.
It was fun, and you're like, oh no, man, like, oh,
fuck, how do I get out of this? And you can't, because the seat's still, you're still secured. You can't do anything. You're done. You gotta accept it.
What's another thing you would have?
So I want to circle back real quick. Just
there
real quick.
Be a place. Oh, sorry.
Just real quick. I just want to circle. Like, I actually. So, you know, like Star Tours or how it's kind of like interactive and shit. I was thinking that's what the submersible ride would be. But one thing, just to simulate, the only simulation that I actually wanted, where there is an implosion thing where you're wearing your seatbelt already, right? But that shit just restricts like a fucking boa constrictor. And then that's the ride. That's the only thing that happens. Like, you.
What ride would that be, though?
No, that's the submersible one. I just want to circle back to it and be like,
oh yeah, yeah.
It's the one thing. The only thing.
This is
thing
what
that
it would feel like.
You're like, this is boring as shit. And then once you're all right, you're at this depth, you implode, and then it just like breaks your ribs. Essentially, it just restricts so hard.
It's a good thing they signed a waiver, man.
Yeah, that's
dude,
it.
That's so fucking horrible. That's so dumb for no reason. Just
but I'm like, why would your dumbass even want to go on a submersible simulation? Though, what was it called? The Ocean.
Good, it's funny
that whatever it was called. It's the name. It's the actual name of the one that it imploded. So it's Ocean something, I think it was called.
Ocean Star?
Something.
Or something?
Simulator. And then anyone that's stupid enough to go in there, I'm like, what did you think was going to happen? You wanted
gonna
to
live, you're going
to
die. You're dying.
Ocean Gate.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was Ocean Gate.
That sounds like it would like it was a conspiracy or something like that.
I know.
Jesus, what a stupid name. I didn't remember it being that. Okay. All right, so after that, we just discussed the shitty roller coaster that, like, yeah, people, we hype it up so much. Where it's like, man, we even offer fucking $10 fast passes and all this shit so people can kind of cut the lines.
Fucked.
Like, dude, this is going to be great. And then, yeah, it's just a 15-mile-an-hour loop. It's just... And then you're done.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I would fucking love that.
I think you'd love that until you have to deal with that.
Oh, yeah. I would be... I mean, well, to be fair, I wouldn't... I've never stood in a line that long. The longest line I ever stood in was probably, like, the Indiana Jones ride, and I was pissed. It was like 45 minutes, and I'm like, this is, you know, it just came out. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to wait. And I'm like, that was not worth 45 fucking minutes. I was
not
so mad.
Slightly.
I was so fucking
not even
mad.
Slightly.
Yeah, that'll be the, we should definitely have a Gears of War experience.
Absolutely.
In some way.
I was thinking like how Disneyland has all these different, you know, they're just called lands, the sections. Like Adventureland, mm-hmm. Frontierland, all that shit.
Yeah, we'll have Gears of Land.
Yeah, Gears of Land. Goal. Gears of Land.
So we'll have Gears of Land.
Can we have a fucking Trumpus Phoenix? Let's have a
yeah, it's Trump. It's Trumpix Phoenix.
Trumpix Phoenix.
Dom, I don't know where we're going.
I don't
you
know where we're going.
You gotta find your wife.
So Yeah, it'll be that. We'll have screenings of these films.
Oh hell yeah, dude!
We'll have AI make them. Yeah. so it's extra distasteful.
That'd be so sick.
So we'll have these like we'll have like screenings. We'll have like a little private theater. We'll have like showings. Like a
little private theater.
I wonder if I can get Being to make Trump as Marcus Phoenix like really fast.
Yeah,
I wonder if I can do that.
You probably could.
Yeah.
It's super fucking easy. But okay, so we've got do we have enough rides? I feel like we need like
no.
I feel like
I think we only have two.
Yeah. At well least that's two that, more. That's as many as Playland had. So I feel like we need a bumper cars thing as well.
Mm.
But how could we theme like how would the theming of the bumper cars be?
I don't know. Like Trumper cars?
Trumper.
No.
Ew.
Too much Trump. We gotta have it's too much Trump. We gotta have
what's another thing? I was thinking about one of the food things we could sell. That we could sell the 30-second microwave Cinnabon,
or the
that's a good idea. What you call it? The cum-filled Twinkie.
We could have like a really scalding hot, like an unreasonably hot cinnamon bun. That you would get, like it's just you can't eat it for 15 minutes.
And if you can fuck it, you get a free something. I don't know.
You get a free other one.
Yeah, you get another one for free if you successfully.
And if you keep doing it, you get free ones.
You either if you ingest it within a minute.
But dude, it's so hot. This thing is so hot. Like you have to wait 15 minutes before it's even acceptably before it. It takes 15 minutes for it to drop to the temperature of fresh coffee. So like you really have to take your time with this fucking thing. Blow on it.
It's
leave it
so
in the
hot
wind.
When you put it on a plate, the plate turns bright red.
Yeah. If you bite into it, your teeth will melt.
What in God's name is this made out of?
It's really fucking hot. It's a secret recipe. But I have an idea for the bumper cars. So it's one bumper car versus people. Everybody else, there's 10 people in a ring, and it's one person, it's a scramble for the only bumper car. And then the person who gets the bumper car has free reign to bump into literally, and it's fast and big. You can't just like dodge it or jump over it. So it's one guy really going ham with a bumper car and like hitting pedestrians.
So it's
crazy.
Like a monster truck pretty much?
It's not that big. It's like, I would say like, the bumper car is the size of like if a Corolla only had two seats. So it's big, but like it's not like, you know.
Okay.
It's not like a fucking monster truck. It's still going to hurt if you get hit by it. Even if it is surrounded by big rubber kind of, you know.
That is insane. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
So it's a mad dash for one bumper car. We'll call it budget cars because we only have a budget for one. And we made
Mario's
a game out of
budget
it.
Cart.
And so the objective is to run everybody else over or what?
Whatever. What's the objective in bumper cars? Just to bump people and have fun, right?
Yeah, but you said there's only one car, right?
Right.
So the goal is to run everybody over.
Get out as unscathed as possible. It's like dodgeball, but with one guy in a car.
That's so fucking crazy. That is so insane.
All right, so we got a little bumper car for the kids. We need another coaster. We need like a roller coaster of some kind. Another one.
Yeah.
We have one lame one that just goes, not even a loop, by the way. I just goes in a circle, a flat circle. All right. So we have that one.
Yeah.
That's like really hyped up.
I want, but we need one that's Space Mountain type of one, but something just fucked up instead. Like just that, you know how like it's
oh!
like, what do you got?
I got it. You know those rides that like it's not a roller coaster, but like you're sitting in it and it like shoots you up.
Yeah. Oh,
and it,
like
brings you down.
What is that shit? Supreme Scream.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So it's like we have a ride like that. It's exactly that, except at the top, at the very, at the apex of the ride, there's like an animatronic Kingston that comes in your face.
Like PS, it's hard. It's PSI. Like, it's a lot of PSI too.
Yeah. It's
so
big
just,
PSI.
You just get knocked half on. You get dazed from getting cummed at so hard.
It's really slimy. It's like a really. It's like fake cum, but like obviously. We're not going to be able to milk
it's
that much.
It's viscous,
milk.
And it doesn't immediately come off, so you're suffocating a little bit while you're trying to get it off your face.
Yeah, it's just yeah, like, you're screaming, just, and it gets right in your throat, and then...
It's just like cornstarch and water and shit, you know?
You're blowing bubbles as you're...
And then when the ride goes down, there's
the idea
no
of struggling to breathe while bubbles are being blown out of your throat, and all you want to do is breathe. All you want to do is just exhale, and bubbles are coming out. You're like, this is so bad. I'm about to die.
You're breathing cum bubble, and then you get to the bottom, and then one of the attendants just like slaps your face with a hot towel to wipe it. He doesn't even like really clean you off. He just kind of hits you with a hot towel a little bit.
Hold on, before
then
that,
you're off to the next ride.
Hold on, we got it. They're getting off too easy. So when the ride descends, you know there's a inertia dampening process. We remove that, right? And so it just stops at the bottom. It just fucking bam.
Meanwhile, this guy is still cum bubbling.
That's fucking crazy.
Dying, just fucking snot coming.
Everyone's
out of his
like
nose,
3 inches shorter when they come out of it.
Your spine vertebrae is so compressed.
They lose three fucking vertebrae.
When they crack their back, they're gonna pass out. Someone's fucking.
Oh, everybody passes out after this.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a single person. In fact, if you don't pass out, you win a ticket to the raffle.
Hell yeah. The raffle.
That's insane. What's the raffle prize?
Yeah, what is the prize? Should be the a Keith raffle David prize. Wait, what is it?
The raffle prize is playing Gears of War Horde with us for 2 minutes.
Hey, thanks so
after
much.
After all that fucking near murder, Pizza Time is melting molten. Dude, pizza, it's crazy. When Pizza Time spills the cheese on you, you turn into fire. You look like Scorpion when he's going to hell. Like, it's just fire around you.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy hot, that cheese.
You had to dodge
It's not as hot as the cinnamon bun, but like it's really fucking hot.
Yeah.
Like, the cheese is so... The cheese...
That's good. We got that. Should we have any type of parade or fireworks show or anything? Like, you know, oh, every night, at every time at noon, we have a parade or I don't
oh,
know.
Yeah. So at sundown, maybe like 7 p.m.
Okay.
At every park, the Chernobyl and the Disney one, we'll have fireworks go off. But like instead of, you know, like sometimes you can get like images out of fireworks. Like,
yeah.
You're like, oh, it's like, yeah, it's like a Christmas tree. Oh, cool. We'll have just slurs.
Oh, I love it.
Just
I
slurs.
Love it.
Yeah.
80% of them are hard
in various.
80%
yeah.
of it is hard R's.
Yeah. It's just the N-word and a bunch of slurs in various fonts.
Fun
little fonts. We'll have like the Spider-Man Raimi PlayStation 3 font. We'll have those clip art fonts from Microsoft Word. All sorts of all your favorite fonts.
That is so fucking insane, dude.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Oh fuck.
We could also what's another good idea? You gotta have one more thing. One more thing before we wrap it up. One more thing.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Well, we got some good. I feel like we are still missing
a little light. A little light.
We are still missing, I think, one more. Oh, we need a water ride.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Like a log flume
absolutely.
Or something.
Oh, my God. It'll be James Avery with his finger coming up out the water, and then all of a sudden Loch Ness Monster rises
up. Oh, yeah,
up,
yeah,
and
yeah. Independence
pretty much
Day.
You live through, what's the short movie you made with James Avery where you have to...
Independence Day.
You'd be Independence Day 2, but you'll be on the back of the Loch Ness Monster with James Avery.
Exactly,
kinda seeing everything happen.
That's perfect.
One person gets hurt on a ride.
Yeah, it'll be like a
popper like plasma beam, and you're like
it'll be like a properly abridged version of the movie. We'll have animatronic cryptids and like animatronic aliens, and we'll have an animatronic Will Smith that we spent no money on.
Look, I have a good idea too about that. It's the only awesome ride in the theme park, but
yeah, objectively, yeah,
but it's very easy to miss because the way that it's presented, it's like I don't know how it should be presented, but it's clearly not presented as what it should be. You walk through the door and you're like, holy fuck, what is this? But it's so everyone just walks by it because it's not, it doesn't say.
It's smaller outside than it is on the inside.
It's a sign that it's literally a sign that just says, it's like almost like a, it almost looks like a lemonade stand with a tarp over it. And it just says, water.
Yeah.
On top of it. To delineate the idea that, yes, this is the water ride.
I love it. I love it. Just water.
We ran out of space on the sign, so we just left it at water.
The only water. People that are thirsty get to actually. They're like, "Oh, get some water," and they're like, "What the fuck?" Damn.
Yeah.
They take a step in, and the floor opens up, and they just get strapped into the ride. And it's too late. That's it.
that is insane. And they go on the coolest fucking ride. They're just like, wow, this is fucking. It's Will Smith. Fucking.
Holy fuck, Uncle Phil. So cool.
What's that asshole's name?
And then at 9:30 or whatever, when the park is closing, we'll have the raffle winner announced. Mm-hmm. But the trick is no one will ever win.
It's always us.
Yeah, it's always one of us wins somehow. One of us wins.
It's just our names in variation. It's just like our name. It's just our name literally in fucking random. So it's like Kingston Pilot. fucking so Derek stupid. Maldonado, like, fuck yeah, we won.
Yeah,
whoa.
Yeah, it's like,
we
no
win.
One...
You guys don't. We do. Yeah, us.
I think it's good. I think we got a decent little theme park going on.
It's good.
On.
It's good. You know, maybe we can expand on it if it really takes off. But I think that's a solid theme park for at first.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty proud of this. Yeah. We got everything. We got everything we needed to get. We got our water ride. We got our underwhelming roller coaster. We have our inertia dampening shooting cum.
The
ride.
Idea of that is insane. You get cummed on. You get cum in your fucking throat. That is the most viscous, fucking elastic. Like it's meant to become bubbles. Every time you exhale, bubbles come out, huge bubbles. And at the end of that, you just get no inertia damage. You just fall down and your back gets compressed. So you can't breathe. You have fucking spinal tension. And then you're fucking blowing cum bubbles, bro.
So Kingston, you're really the only theme park person here relative. Because you go to them a lot.
I would say more than you guys, yeah, I guess.
Infinitely more than us. Yeah, like, for sure. Have you gone? Did you go at all last year to Disney?
Last year, 2023, I did not.
You did not?
I don't know, 2023, no, not once.
I feel like that's not true. Hmm. But what are we? Well, based on your estimation, what are we missing? Like, what is something that they have that we don't?
Rides.
Well, we have rides.
We have bars. Pizza and
A bar. Bars. That's right. We do have to have
our adults to go.
Okay, we'll have.
And I want the bars to be fucked. The bars have to be because this place is kind of fucked.
It needs to be like a Mardi Gras.
Really fucked, like bad.
No. It's got to be a saloon, man. It's got to be a saloon.
Oh, a Red Dead. Yeah, we do have to have like a cowboy saloon
where you get to beat up Jack. That's the thing. There's like a little Jack there, you see, and you get the beat up Jack.
Damn, I'd go to that fucking bar for sure.
You pay
the
saloon guy 5 doubloons or whatever they pay them back then.
Doubloons.
You like pay them fucking like 4 pirates. Gold pieces.
What the hell's happening?
You get to beat the shit out of Jack.
you get your whiskey, whatever the fuck. Arthur's there. The whole gang's there. The Red Dead gang's there.
And as soon as you get in, Micah starts calling freaking Lenny the N-word.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 2 octaves louder than
else. That's all he's allowed to say.
Yeah. He's like a Pokemon.
Like it's
N-words.
2 octave out loud. Like it's a little bit louder where you just hear him constantly calling Lenny the N-word.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Jalen's calling me.
Okay.
Hey, Jalen, what's up? I'm recording the show right now.
Oh, my bad.
No, you're good, man. What's up? You're on.
Trying to see if you want to wanted to go and work at Mix. I haven't sent anything to Mix, so but I figured we just, you know, we'd crash his day and ruin that.
Okay, yeah, we could ruin someone's day. Yeah, let's go.
The idea of just ruining, Mick? So that's it. Just go bother, okay. Mick.
Why would you guys call an Irish guy that? That's fucked up.
It is pretty fucked up.
He is Irish, too, which makes it worse. I don't like that as his name. He's half Irish, yeah. Literally.
That would be like if your name, Kingston, that would be like Nig. If your name, Kingston, was
Nig. Like, my name is Nigel. I go by Nig.
My name is Nigel.
That's fucking awesome.
Oh,
I think you just
God.
Found your child's name.
Dude, me and Lily made this joke up way earlier in our relationship, and I don't know why she thought it was so funny. Some guy's name was Nigel Gerard.
yeah, that's badass.
And we cut the name in
that's
half.
That's so dumb.
He
that's
goes
so
by
stupid.
The first parts of his name.
That's badass.
And I was just like, this is an insane joke that my very not around black people girlfriend thinks is the funniest thing ever.
You ever see, so it would be like culture shock to her, you know what I mean?
That's yeah. So funny.
Dude, that's the World joke. Cup, man. When fucking Nigeria plays fucking Germany, it's essentially that.
That is glory.
Oh, we got to have this. We got to have a third, like when our locations get really bustling, we got to put one in Niger.
Oh yeah, we get
for sure.
We gotta buy Niger and put another gene.
Yeah, I was gonna say it can't be that
buy
expensive.
All of Niger.
Well, no. I just like the idea of us being there and having like all. I love the idea of people working at the Snark Tank land or whatever the fuck. I love the idea of people working there and everybody who works there has like an African accent, like a genuine one.
Welcome to Snark Tank, Keith David.
Welcome
World.
To Snark Tank land.
Hello, welcome here. I cannot afford food. I have to run and catch buffaloes.
Buffaloes.
I can run for approximately 13 hours without any food or water.
Please,
in fact, I've had no water ever in my life.
Please sign this waiver.
I hope
you may or may not
day.
Be scalded with hot cheese of various kinds. Be warned.
I hope you have
reasonable.
A blessed evening.
Blessed
fucking...
evening, and remember. To join the raffle.
To join the, yeah. Your name and
I love
number?
It. Africans are so sweet. I hate how in stereotypically Jamaicans are just angry.
What are you talking about?
If you play Street Fighter, they're
presented as
just
angry people.
All they do is dance and smile if you play Street Fighter.
are you
That's
sure?
That's crazy. That's crazy how much you disrespect the DJ. Dude, DJ
like
is super upbeat, though. He is because he's rich. He's a rich Jamaican. That's why he's so upbeat. He's like, I'm free of that place.
I'm free of
that. I get to go on world tours and make music, and I'm not there. Thank God.
Like
that's why he's so
like
happy.
So I feel like I don't have that perception of Jamaican
really?
People at all.
Jamaicans yeah. are angry people, bro. Like when
but
all
my,
of the
my only real exposure to Jamaican people is the Jamaican people that my family knows and Little Jacob.
And Little Jake
from fucking Grand Theft Auto 4, who's like the nicest person in that game, literally.
That's crazy.
He's so sweet. It's insane.
My Jamaican side of my
there.
Family, they're pretty cool. They're
are you part Jamaican?
Not me in particular. It's just from my
like married.
Yeah, from my mom. Sorry, from my dad's side of the family. His mom. Yeah, because his brother. So what would I call it? My grandma's brother married a Jamaican.
Are they like me Jamaicans? Or are they like actually Jamaicans? You know?
Actual Jamaican, like my aunt. We
oh,
call
really?
Her. We call Shit. Her Aunt Yolanda. Well, not call her. That's her name. And then, she eventually remarried a dude named Elimiel. And that guy. And fuck, damn it, I forgot. He's an angry Jamaican. Shit. I just ran it. Shit. he was cool as fuck, but he was old school, like very irie, you know, and very like
exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
Shit,
they're
yeah,
mad, bro. I don't know why Jamaicans are so mad. Though the Jamaicans there are mad. I'm not mad at all because I'm half Jamaican, so I'm free of the curse. But the ones there, they're so fucking upset. And I'm like, why are you guys so mad? What are you so mad about? You guys have been paradise.
Yeah, that's
oh
funny.
Man,
yeah, that's funny.
All right. Well, we got our theme park all settled. We finally did it.
Guys, let us know if you want us to. I want to do this. Chris doesn't want to do this, right? I know Derek would be fine with it. If you guys want us to do a titty ranking.
Oh, right.
On the next episode of the Snark Tank, let us know. If you guys think it's too... I think it's very much so a very respectable thing to do because it's only giving praise to beautiful things.
I agree. Are we doing live action or we can also throw in like fake tits too, like video games?
We got to make a list.
I feel like it needs to be fake people. I feel like the only way this works is if it's... I feel like the only way this works... is if it's like anime and games.
Why can't it be real people?
Because, whatever, fine. All right, we'll do it. We'll do you put as many real people as you want.
Just give me the reason why it can't be. I understand.
Here's the thing. I find myself in rooms with people that I have no business being in rooms with. And you think they're gonna see the
Snark Tank exclusive Patreon episode?
I don't know.
Well, that would be a compliment.
I can't know for sure
because that'll be a that's easy slash right there for you.
That's easy slash. Oh my god! That's not even. I feel like, and actually, I do. For once, I agree with Kingston, like wholeheartedly that.
Slash. We'll do it.
I think big boobies should be celebrated, and I think women should be very proud of them and not shamed.
I think all breasts should be celebrated, granted.
Agreed. I'm an ass man,
big ones deserve their day in the sun, too.
Look, we'll do an ass tier
too later. I'm down with that, bro.
Later.
Mine don't have only men on it, though.
Jason Momoa. I've seen some Jason Momoa women's
asses like that. I find whatever. Whatever. We'll do it.
We're gonna sexually awaken you, Chris.
Pay attention to women's asses like that. My bad, bro.
I'm gonna bring you into the gutter with me, Chris.
What gutter?
The sexual deviant gutter.
Do you think I'm not in that gutter? You think I don't fight that demon every day?
I mean, well, you need to stop fighting it. That's what I want you to embrace it.
Just
and be like,
live.
And be like, I want you to have a smile. I want you to see. I don't know if you've seen that meme of Kurt Angle, where he's just like, he's just. I want you to fucking think. How would you think about tits and just be like, your eyes are just
Kurt Angle.
I just fucking be like, you see the tits and your eyes are just so wide. And you're just like, yes.
That's so derelict. The idea of you seeing tits and you completely stop paying attention to
someone's talking.
That fucking
image is so insane.
I don't even know the context behind it still.
there is no context. Like, that is the craziest fucking face I've ever seen in my life. You know what's so crazy about that?
Yeah.
What's crazy about that is I don't know who that is. I don't know who Kurt Angle is. But when you, like, I've never heard that name in my life. But when you said that name, that image came into my head.
That is
And then I
phenomenal.
Googled it, and it was that guy.
That's phenomenal.
That transcends, because there's no reason I would know who Kurt Angle is.
Right,
like, there's no reason why I would know that. But I knew instinctively what the fuck you were talking about. That's crazy.
That is phenomenal that the amount of amazing shit that he's done has been eclipsed by that fucking face. That is amazing. That's great.
It's insane. He's actually like an Olympic gold medalist. Like, very talented wrestler. Like, not like WWE wrestler, like an actual extraordinarily talented wrestler.
Yeah, and it completely eclipsed
like, very talented
fucking
man.
Stupid face he made.
But that dumb face is like, come on, dude. It's granted the condition he's in compared to, like, because he's this, the old generation of wrestlers, they all get fucking banged up and beat up really badly. And the modern generation, they're all just going to be fine when they're that age. Because of, obviously, the world becoming more cushioned. Because, like, seeing John Cena's not a young man at all anymore. Because I remember 20 years ago, he was a wrestler. 20 sure. years ago. That's sure. insane to think about. And he's not banged up at all. He's, like, fine.
Yeah,
he's in great condition.
Yeah, because he wasn't being
looking
thrown
at
off
Triple
of,
H.
Like, fucking...
Triple H is a little bit before him. And Triple H is in terrible condition.
Yeah, he's had a lot of surgery. He had a fucking heart attack. He
got thrown off a fucking U-Haul, dude.
Like,
insane,
crazy.
Dude. The same thing. And then look further back to like people like Ric Flair. Ric Flair, only thing to see Ric Flair left alive is his hype. If he calmed down... He would die. If he let himself
they
go
had,
to a state of rest, he would die.
They had those people. They had those people doing it. Like, they had those people diving into active helicopter blades and shit. It was ridiculous.
The fact that they survived that shit is incredible.
It's great. Exactly.
Look at the Hardy Bros. The Hardy Bros are newer generation too, and they're still both fucked up. Drugs, granted. Jeff is more.
Yeah, the helicopter shit, man. That's incredible.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane, dude. Like I said, kids, use a lot of drugs.
That was because my favorite thing. Because you're gonna
die eventually. Might as well be high as shit when you die.
That was my favorite thing, by the way, in Grand Theft Auto 4 online, where you could like jump into people's helicopter planes. And it was just like you get thrown so far away because it wouldn't cut you up. It would just fling you that fast, knock you away.
That's so cool,
dude. I gotta get back into it again.
Yeah,
I feel you over the break.
Actually, I finally popped in Street Fighter 6, so I'm like, actually, I'm on that route now.
I can't believe you didn't mention this on the show.
What?
On the normal show that we were together over the break.
Oh, right, yeah. I actually was trying to, it just didn't, you know, it didn't seem like that was in the cards, but I was like, oh, we're all here. Maybe we should 200, episode 200 would be easy. Let's just record in person. But
there wasn't enough time. Yeah. There wasn't enough time.
Yeah, I didn't really push for it. I was like, whatever.
Yeah, it's fine. But anyway, yeah, that'll be it for today's episode of
What did you say? Oh, Django Rechained.
Django's Rechained.
I really hate that, but I live by it.
We'll see. We'll catch you next time for, I guess, a titty ranking on the next extra ammo.
Let's fucking go.
The normal show will continue as is expected. Now that the break is over, early January, we're getting back into the swing of things, but we'll be back to two episodes a week in the extra ammo, so don't you fret for too long. So we'll catch you.
And if you want your titties ranked, men only, DM me your shirtless tits, all right?
Okay, I would have let anyone do that. Okay, men only, I guess, but I would have.
And then you would have gotten in trouble, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, I ain't trying.
This is why you don't have power.
No, man, I don't have power because of the fact that I would use Cretan.
This is why you're a powerless Cretan who doesn't deserve anything. Let's go. All right.
I'll use it right. Send me food. Send me only food. Send me your last meal. Send me all your meals.
Send me only food. And you know what? I want to emulate your food choices. So send me Uber Eats gift codes
now. Right now.